PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
Me! Hacker? To you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase. We'll meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace. The chase is on.
Just wait.
Across cyberspace, no holiday is so beloved as Starlight Night. When all the stars in the cyber sky are refreshed for the new year. And it was the Penguins of Penguia who began the tradition of giving gifts to celebrate Starlight Night. The tradition started long ago, when Emperor Penguia saw a little penguin who couldn't play hockey because she didn't have any skates. He didn't know her, but he gave her some skates so she could play with the other kids. This single act of kindness by the Emperor inspired the Penguins of Penguia to share gifts with children everywhere on Starlight Night. And so, our tradition was born. Every year, on the day of Starlight Night, a select group of penguins travels across Penguia to the Ice Palace. There, they are dusted with magic snowflakes that give them a power no penguins possess. The power to fly across cyberspace, but for only one night. At the stroke of midnight, as Starlight Night begins, penguins set off to deliver gifts to every corner of cyberspace. Today, it's up to each of you to carry on the tradition. To take part in Starlight Night is an honor and a responsibility. And for you first-timers, remember this. The children of cyberspace are counting on you.
Aunt Rusty?
What is it, Fluff?
Well, what happens if we mess up?
I have faith in you, kiddo. So does your dad. And he's pleased as punch you're taking his place here. Make him proud.
I'll try, Aunt Rusty. I really will.
Say, where are those Earth friends of yours?
They should be here any minute. Can we wait just a little longer?
Sorry, Fluff. We can't be late.
Penguins, move out!
Digit!
Hey, Dig.
Hey, Dig.
Sheesh! What took you so long, Earthlies? The penguins already left.
Oh, no! Fluff really wanted us to be here for his first ever march to the Ice Palace.
No problem. We'll catch up.
But not without snow boots.
I bet that Shoemaker has what we need. Be right back, Dig.
41, 42, 43.
Cool.
Oh, loose laces. I lost count. How can I help you?
We'd like some snow boots, please.
That's so. Well, firstly, those aren't snow boots. Those shoes have spikes. They're used to climb icy hills and things. These are made for the snow. But I'm taking inventory. I have to count how many pairs I have before I can give you any. One pair? Two pairs?
Gosh! Seven? By the time he's done, Starlight Night will be over.
There's got to be a faster way to count them than one pair at a time.
I think there is. Excuse me, Mr. Shoemaker?
42, 43... Ow! Can't you see I'm counting?
Sorry, I was just noticing that this compartment has three pairs, and this one has three pairs. Does each compartment have three pairs of snow boots in it?
Of course they do. What's your point?
Well, if each compartment has three pairs, you can count how many compartments you have, then multiply that number by three to find out how many pairs in all.
Check it out. This wall has five compartments going up. And five compartments going across. Five times five is 25. So you have 25 compartments.
And since there are three pairs in each compartment, three times 25 is...
25, 50, 75. 75 pairs of snow boots. Done! Finished! I love it!
In fact, as long as the number of pairs in each compartment is the same, you can use the same method to count all your shoes.
Brilliant! I can finish my inventory in minutes instead of hours. Thank you, thank you, thank you! Now that I know how many snow boots I have, I can give you yours!
All right!
Awesome. Gee, I hope my Earth friends didn't get lost.
Hey, Fluff! Wait for us!
Sorry we're late.
It's okay. I'm just so glad you could come today.
Where to, Fluff?
All right, enough with the hugging.
Digit's right. We gotta get to the palace before midnight. I can't wait till you see me fly.
There it is, the Ice Palace, land of the penguins, home of the presents.
I like presents, boss.
Me too. Think they have donuts?
They have everything your little hard drives desire. Now get ready to change the penguins' silly little tradition of giving into the hackers' tradition of taking.
Bet you can't wait to see Fluff, huh, PJ?
It's a big day for the kid. His first march and his first flight.
You miss it?
Yeah, sure. But it was time to turn the honor over to Fluff. I can't wait to see him take off into the...
What? Is that who I think it is?
Greetings, my pint-sized penguins.
Don't tell me you've suddenly got the holiday spirit, Hacker.
As a matter of fact, yes.
Yeah, we want the presents.
Yeah, all of them.
You're out of your wig, Hacker, if you think we're going to hand them over to you.
Au contraire. We don't want your presents.
Huh? We don't?
No, I have a far better idea. I'm going to stop the presents from ever being delivered.
What are we going to do, PJ? We can't let Hacker stop us delivering the gifts. We just can't.
We'll think of something. And I know Fluff and the others will find a way to get through.
We're walking, it's cold out.
On a special night of the year.
Fluff's here, we're playing.
It's gonna be his first time in the air.
Laughing and flying.
Winging along on a winter's breeze. On this one night of the year, penguins get to fly high up in the sky.
Look who stopped by, right on schedule.
Walter, you low-down, sneaky walrus. Another year, same old trick, huh?
Anything to hold up your silly little march, Rusty.
He does this every year?
Yep, he tries to. My dad said he only lets us pass if we correctly answer a question.
I heard that. This your first time?
Yes, sir. PJ's my dad.
Oh, yeah. PJ. I remember him. So let's see what you got, Sonny. Look up. Tell me what you see.
Icicles. Lots and lots of them.
So far, so good. How many are there? Answer correctly, I open the door. Answer incorrectly, and you have to find another path to the Ice Palace.
Can we do that?
No, this bridge is the only way.
Yep, don't you worry, Walter. Fluff here can figure out the right answer. Right, kiddo?
Can my friends help?
Sure, and take all the time you need. I'm not going anywhere, and neither are you.
Attention, cyber citizens! A not-so-merry starlight night to all of you out there in Cyberland.
Excuse me, boss?
What? Can't you see I'm rehearsing my speech?
I know, but that doesn't sound like your usual rotten self. Can't you make it meaner?
Meaner? Right. Let's see. How about have a miserable holiday? No. Glum and gloomy. Yes, much better. Attention, cyber citizens. A very glum and gloomy holiday to you all.
Oh, yeah, that'll work, boss. Much meaner.
You're wasting your time, Hacker.
It's the Hacker to you.
When my son and the other marchers arrive, there's nothing you can do to stop us from delivering the gifts.
Oh, on the contrary, my prosaic penguin, I have the perfect plan to do just that. Now, run along and let the Hacker spread the bad news.
81, 83, 69, 109, 83, 45, 70, 110. Time out, guys. There are too many icicles to count one at a time. I can't keep track of them all.
That's right. We need a plan. We need to get organized.
Too bad the icicles aren't on the wall. It might be easier to see them and count them.
Didge, you're a genius.
I am? Of course I am.
By taking a picture, I can move the icicles from up here to there.
Cool. Maybe now we can count them without getting confused.
Look, the icicles are in bunches of four. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, there's a pattern here, just like at the shoemaker's.
And since each bunch has the same number of icicles, all we need to know is how many bunches there are. Then count them up the same way we did the snow boots.
Okay. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bunches going down. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 bunches going across.
And 5 bunches times 10 bunches is 50 bunches.
And since there are 4 icicles in each bunch, 4 times 50 equals...
50, 100, 150, 200 icicles. 200 icicles, Walter. Am I right or am I right?
Oh, woolly whiskers. You're right.
Nice work, Fluff. Your dad will be real proud.
Well, I did have a little help.
Open up, Walter. Penguins, march!
Hurry, Buzzy. It's getting late.
I know. The marchers are gonna be here soon.
Higher! You heard what the boss said. Pile the snow higher. I think that's high enough.
Marchers! Halt!
How come we stopped?
It's the last part of the march. We slide down this side of the gully, up the other side, and straight into the Ice Palace.
Slide? On our bellies?
My dad said it's the best part.
Then count me in, Fluffster.
Follow me. Slide!
What happened, Rusty? How come we didn't make it to the top?
I don't know. We make it every year. Shivering snowflakes. No wonder we didn't make it. Someone made the other side higher.
My dear penguins, in case you haven't noticed, your march has just come to an end. Happy holidays!
Hacker!
Yes! What are we gonna do?
If I could just... Nope, the sides are too slippery to climb.
Let me see what I can do. Ah! Ooh! My tail is bent. I can't fly.
There's no way we're getting out of here without help. Fluff! You gotta get us out of here!
But how?
Some pickaxes would be nice to have right about now.
Come on, Matt. We don't have any mountain climbing gear.
No. But the shoemaker does. He has a whole wall filled with spiked shoes.
Shoes the penguins could wear to climb out of the gully. What are we waiting for? Let's go back and get them.
Whoa! How many pairs do we need?
I don't know, but we have to bring back enough, because no penguin would ever leave another behind.
Good point. We can figure this out. We just need to know how many penguins are down there.
Aunt Rusty, we've got an idea. We need a head count.
Marchers, sound off!
4, 9, 5, 8, 6, 3, wait, who's 3?
I'm 3.
Huh?
Am I 3?
No, I'm 3.
Right?
You're 4.
What? No, I'm 3.
No, you're 2. 2, he's 5.
Oh, boy, this is gonna take a while.
This ought to help. Just like we did with the icicles, we can count the penguins off this picture.
Oh, boy. This doesn't help at all. It's just a jumble of penguins. We can't possibly count them all.
Okay, boys, you're on the air.
Attention, cyber citizens. A glum and gloomy starlight night to you all. Glum and gloomy because
the penguins of Penguia are officially grounded. No flying penguins. No presents. What I have for you instead is my list of the 100 things I hate
most about this holiday. Number one, giving. Taking is so much better. Number two, much too much good cheer completely turns my stomach.
What if Hacker finds out we're loading the sleighs?
Don't worry. He's too busy trying to ruin everything.
Okay, but there's no one to fly the sleighs even if we get them loaded. Everyone's stuck in the gully.
I know my kid. He's smart. If there's a way to get everyone here on time, Fluff will do it. I know he will. We just need to be ready.
Gee, they'd be so much easier to count if only they were in bunches, like the icicles on the bridge.
Or the shoes at the shoemaker's. Maybe we can put them in same-size compartments, like this.
Okay, so how many penguins are in each square? 10.
6.
8.
Wait, this is different from before. There isn't the same number of penguins in each square.
Oh, man, that means we can't get an exact number unless we count all the penguins in all the squares and add them up.
But we don't have time for that.
Well, maybe we don't need an exact number. Maybe a close estimate would do the job.
Okay, but make sure you estimate high so no one gets left behind.
We can do that, Fluff. We just need to pick a number from one of the squares and use that for all the squares. Then we can multiply like we did before.
I say we go with this one. It's got 6 penguins in it.
Hang on, Matt. That square has a lot less than some of the others.
Jackie's right. How about this one instead? It's got 10 penguins.
But that's got a lot more than the others.
We need a square that doesn't have too many or too few, like this one. It's got 8 penguins.
8 seems like a fair number. It kind of balances out the high numbers and the low numbers. We should be able to get a good estimate from that.
Okay, so 8 times... Wait, how many squares are there? 3 squares up... by 10 squares across is 30 squares.
So 8 times 30 equals 240. We need 240 pairs of spiked shoes.
Remember, we have to estimate high, let's go with 250, just to be safe.
Oh, it's 11 o'clock.
Hurry, Fluff! It's only an hour to midnight!
How are we gonna get to the shoemaker and back in time?
I have an idea.
To say this, Rusty, but it doesn't look good!
Don't lose hope, Didge. There's still a few minutes.
And Rusty!
Fluff! Way to go, kiddo!
Put these on and start climbing!
Everybody stand back!
Number 90, holiday fruitcake! Cake and fruit should never go together. Number 93, bells. I forbid the use of jingling bells. They make me...
Charge! Huh?
Penguins?
Stop them before they reach the magic snowflakes. I'll stop them myself.
Penguin, coming through.
Good job, son. I knew I could count on you.
Hey, Fluff, come on, it's your turn.
Go ahead, son. It's your time.
You okay, Fluff?
Actually, I'm a little nervous.
Don't worry, you'll be fine.
Oh, have a safe flight, Fluff.
I will. Thanks for coming, and happy Starlight Night.
Way to go, buddy!
Cyber newsflash! The hacker has been defeated, and all is well in cyberspace.
Happy Starlight Night, everyone!
On this one night of the year, penguins get to fly.